just completed a 10-day inclement weather sheltering event, and a few short days later, we're anticipating opening again and serving hundreds of people. And as you can imagine, both manpower and resources are depleted. And so our greatest need right now is actually sweatpants. We really need sweatpants to help a lot of our high-needs guests have a change of clothes, sometimes every day during the sheltering event, and those can be brought to our calling. And then we also need volunteers. We had a lot of volunteers come out this last time. We also have our staff that are exhausted and some of them sick and just recovering. And so we need a lot of volunteers to help serve meals and to help organize and distribute resources throughout the upcoming inclement weather. And so anyone who wants to get involved can go to ourcalling.org/cold. And right there, it'll show you how to volunteer, how to donate resources, how to support the work we're doing.
Yeah, I didn't think of that. Is that, you know, it's like a lot of people who might volunteer, they might get some time off work, or maybe the office all comes out and does it like as a day trip. But they're not used to this long of a stretch of cold weather, you know?
Exactly, yeah. We have incredible volunteers throughout the year. We've got a lot of people coming out, but as you can imagine, they can't come every day, right? And they might be only able to break away from the office once during a month, and here we are again with inclement weather. So we could really use some new volunteers coming out to help.
For folks who are staying with you, are there people who will say, no, I can wait this out for one cold snap, but then like the second one is like, no, you know what, I do want to go in?
Yeah, you know, really with cold weather, it's the cumulative effect on people physically. So cold weather is dangerous and it can cause health complications and even death. But what we see is it's that additive effect of multiple cold weather stints that really start to affect people. And so, you know, we do anticipate that more people who maybe stuck it out on the last one come inside this time, because that was just a few days ago. And, you know, human nature, our memories are short, but it's hard to forget being freezing just a few days ago. And so we are hoping and praying that people will respond to our street outreach teams as they go all over the county and just trying to encourage people to come inside and helping transport them to shelter.